fuels great conversation. It fuels the truth. It fuels justice. And so we're going to go right to ceremony now. Remember, Soul Perspectives is coming up next. So stay tuned for that. And my name is Urquhart. I will see you next week, as always. And I'd like to thank Janet Rogers. I'd like to thank Kevin Annett. And I'd like to thank a lot of people who helped put this show together. Courtney Kirkby, the ITYC, the Intertribal Youth Center at the Native Friendship Center of Montreal. I'd like to thank them because they... I'd like to thank all the collaborators who make great Native programming here at CKUT Radio. So, again, my brothers and sisters, I will see you next week.
The moment I hear the familiar keys of geese above the swamp canopies, these memories rush back to me like water on the roots of my family tree. Springtime and a snow blind sipping that tea like...
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, did something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And welcome to this gloomy, bleak day.
We're here to brighten it up,
though. We are. And that was... I'll introduce myself first.
Sure.
I'm one of your co-hosts, Fleur.
And I'm Christian, and we're back together again, finally.
It's like Sonny and Cher, back together again.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've both been in the studio for the show, so...
It's good to see your cheeky face.
Yeah, as always, cheeky.
So I don't really think we need to give too much introduction into what that song was or who that was. No. That was, and I'll probably stuff it up, Subterranean Homesick Blues. I said it right.
You got
yes.
it. From Dylan's 1965 album, Bringing It All Back Home. And that was actually one of Bob Dylan's first electric pieces, where he introduced the electric guitar into his sound, which I don't know if you know, but caused quite a bit of a backlash with his traditional fans that were listening to them or to him since the beginning and listening to him, his folk music, I guess, so to speak. So
well, they are pretty adamant about keeping it acoustic and real and stuff like that.
I guess so. So he took some flack for that, but I think it's a great song.
It's an amazing song, and like you said, when it came out, he got flack for that because it was he was using electric guitar, but he also caused a lot of controversy with that song because a lot of the lyrics have some pretty powerful imagery around it and some pretty controversial social commentary.
Definitely. I mean, talking about a lot of the politics, I guess, of the time, the 60s, which is a very politically charged era, so to speak. The song also depicts some of the growing conflicts and the emerging, I guess, 1960s counterculture, which was pretty happening at that time in the mid-60s. So
definitely. And one of the the video clip is pretty much one of the quintessential early sort of social commentary video clips. And I was watching it the other day and didn't realize that Allen Ginsberg's in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And most people out there that are listening, you probably know the clip that we're talking about, even if you aren't aware of it. I'm sure you've seen it at some point. It is a pretty famous clip. You can find it on YouTube, if you even YouTube Subterranean Homesick Blues, and you'll find it. So Dylan is actually touring right now as we speak, and crazy, the man's 69 years old and still making it happen.
Have you heard any of his recent...
I haven't heard his latest music. I saw him a couple years ago. He's definitely getting older, but still Bob Dylan.
He's still Bob Dylan, of course, but he's sounding crackly, that's for goddamn sure.
Oh, that's his
not sound. Like Stevie.
I guess that's his sound.
True, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you guys have not heard us talking together for a while, or actually heard our show, we'll give you a reason. We'll give you some sort of understanding of the madness around the music that we choose. Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say profiles social justice music, or music that has a positive message, or we profile musicians that are involved in some philanthropic endeavor or social justice concern to inspire you guys to be more involved and to show you some more cool music that has something important to say out there.
Yeah, so stick around for the next hour and a half, and you're going to hear a lot of great music and hopefully learn about some current issues and some great causes that you can help contribute to. So up next, we've got a Canadian artist. Hannah Georges is her name. Based in Vancouver, originally from Ontario, released her debut EP, The Beat Stuff, in 2008. And what song are we playing from her?
We're playing Chit Chat. She actually played with Royal Wood last weekend on Saturday at the Rio Theatre. And we're actually playing Royal Wood after this. So it's a little bit of a homage to the show from the weekend, which was brilliant.
There you go. So here's Hannah Georges with Chit Chat on Are You Aware on CITR.
What's it like for you on your own? What do you do? Talk back, do you still do those things that you do? What you do when I'm around you? I'm around. What's it like for you when you can't sleep at night? Do you hold your breath? Do you count back from 10? Do you cry? Do you count? Do you cry? Chit chat, chit chat to yourself. Do you try and explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Convince yourself. those eyes, sleep it off, wipe those eyes. Do you? Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat to yourself? Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat to yourself? Chit-chat. Hey, do you like to chit-chat, 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 chit-chat?
I can't recall just what we said. We'll be right back.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Isn't it a lovely night?
It's a lovely night to stay indoors and drink some red wine. I'd say it's pretty brutal outside.
That was Isn't It a Lovely Night by the Decemberists. And I got to say, pretty mellow track. Got me in a mellow mood. But great band from Portland, Oregon. One of my favorite American cities. The band's debut EP, Five Songs, was released in 2001. And their fifth full-length album, The Hazards of Love, was released in at the beginning of 2009. And last year they had an online auction to bid for original silkscreen posters, and they did that for charity.
Yeah, the auction benefited the Jeremy Wilson Foundation, which is an organization dedicated to help uninsured musicians with their medical bills, which, like we always say, I mean, it sort of baffles you and I, coming from two countries where medical insurance is pretty much mandatory and available and accessible for you at a very, you know, a free rate. So
definitely. And I imagine there's a lot of uninsured musicians out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just when you think about the profession, you know, I think there's a wide gap between, I guess, certain success levels as far as professional musicians go. So some of them maybe are scraping together their pennies to get by and just so they can do something they love and probably can't afford to insure themselves. So
I can't really see the record label putting in a Pacific Blue Cross benefits somehow.
For some reason, I doubt that's something that they do for the bands or musicians for sure.
The other thing that was pretty cool when I went on the Decemberists website, they have a blog which when you click straight on to the Decemberists website, it comes straight up, and it tells you about what's going on with the band, but also it shows you how involved they are with social justice stuff. The most recent blog is about November, I think they're Senate elections in the US, and yep. They basically, if you go on there, they're asking people to register to vote, which is always a huge issue in the States to actually just get people out at the ballot boxes. So I thought that was pretty interesting to see how politicized they are by encouraging people just to go out and, you know, use that democratic right that so many people fought and died for.
Yeah, I love when bands get involved with trying to promote people to get involved and vote, actually, and get involved in politics. So, and it seems to be a hot button for a lot of bands. It seems like a lot of bands have a lot of political views and like to get involved in that way. So it's pretty cool that the Decemberists are doing that.
Definitely. Yeah. And before that, we had Royal Wood. Like I said, he played at the Rio Theatre with Hannah Georges on the weekend. Have you been to a show at the Rio Theatre?
You know what? I haven't.
It's pretty interesting. It's they do early shows, so you have to get your times organized, and then it's seated, and it's actually at the front of the stage. So they show films obviously during the day, but then they just put the curtains across, and there's like this little stage area where the band sets up. So it's pretty cool. Mellow and chill.
I'll have to look out for a good show that's going to be there. Check it out.
I recommend something like the Decemberists. Pretty mellow. You don't really want to. You can't really dance anywhere. It's not like the rickshaw where you
it's
can.
It's not a rocker.
It's not a rocker. It's definitely a chill, drink cognac kind of night. Not
cognac.
That I did. I pulled that out of my.
Sounds fancy.
You know, only champagne taste with me.
Next up, we've got a band from the UK, actually, that formed after they met in college. They released one full-length album in 2009 and an EP this year. We're going to play a little bit of Band of Skulls. And they've been involved with Tom's Shoes.
Are you wearing Tom's today? I know you usually do.
I'm not.
Oh, I put you on the spot.
I love them, though. They're comfy shoes.
They're more of a summer one. They've got a thin sole, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Super comfortable, though. And I love the fact that they have a program called One for One, where every pair of shoes sold, they donate a pair of shoes to a child in Africa. I believe it's Africa specifically. I might be incorrect. But you can check out their website at tomshoes.com. And they've had a number of bands involved with them. Surfer Blood, Band of Skulls, who we're going to play, Riverboat Gamblers, to promote what they're doing. So very cool cause, cool brand, cool shoes. I can't say enough about them.
Yeah, they actually asked the bands to be involved with a campaign that they do called One Day Without Shoes, where people go, obviously, it's, you know, pretty obvious what they go without.
Barefoot?
Yeah, they go barefoot as a way to spread awareness of the impact shoes can bring to a child's life and how important it is. So, yeah, with no more delay, I think we'll play Band of Skulls. This will actually get you awake pretty fast. It's a pretty rockin' song. You're listening to Are You Aware on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I wanna see you in the mountain. I wanna see you in the
truck.
Broken Pencil presents Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture, Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. You can preview and purchase over 150 zines from across Canada. Watch poetry collide with improv comedy, view art, create art, buy handmade goods, watch indie film shorts, pick through vintage treasures, and more. Be amazed at the creativity, ingenuity, and sheer weirdness.
Since the invention of the printing press, if not before, dissidents and marginalized citizens have published their own opinions in leaflet and pamphlet form.
That's Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture, Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. For more information, visit CITR.ca. Sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
Tides cast
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I hope we woke you up out there. Couple blazing tracks there. That was Black Mountain with Let Spirits Ride from Wilderness Heart, which was just released on September 14th. So that's their third full-length album, and I'm absolutely, I could say it on air, proclaim my love. I'm in love with that song. It's absolutely amazing.
What did you say? If you sit too close to the speaker, it will melt your face.
Something like that. It's a pretty good riff. It's a pretty good riff in there. So great track from Wilderness Heart. Black Mountain's new album. Three of the members have been involved with Insight, which we've talked about before on the show, that meets the basic living requirements of the chronically poor and drug addicted in Vancouver's downtown Eastside neighborhood. It's a great cause. And currently, Black Mountain's on tour. Two Vancouver dates planned at the Commodore Ballroom. November 30th, the first date's actually sold out. The second date, December 1st, get your tickets while they last. It's going to be a good show. So,
and it'll melt your face.
you heard it here.
Oh my God, we haven't seen each other for a while.
Yeah.
And before that, you had the Granddaddies of Punk, Bad Religion, with their song The Resist Stance from their latest album, Descent of Man. They're a Southern Californian punk rock band. They were founded in 1979, so a while ago, and they are often credited for being involved in the revival of punk rock and inspiring several subsequent punk bands during the late 1980s and into the, I guess, that California punk scene of the early 90s as well.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while, and they're still good at doing it, I must say. They're particularly known for their use of, I guess, unusually sophisticated and actually intellectual lyrics. Politics and religious commentary often work their way into their lyrics, and their lyrics often relate to matters of social responsibility. So
they've stayed pretty true over the years with that, right? Like, they're very great. They're really good at social commentary.
Most definitely, most definitely. And something that they've been involved in that I just wanted to point out, in 2008, while at the San Diego stop of the Vans Warped Tour, the band autographed a Gibson guitar for the nonprofit Music Saves Lives. So not only are they talking the talk, they're walking the walk and getting involved in things. So
I can't believe this is their 15th studio album.
Yeah. They've been doing it that long. So currently they're on tour as well, but no Vancouver dates planned as of yet. So I'm obviously kind of disappointed myself.
If you hadn't guessed, Christian Ratcliffe absolutely adores Bad Religion.
Well, you know.
Maybe you should send them a love letter and say, please, dear Bad Religion, come to Vancouver.
I'm not into that kind of stuff. Thanks, though. Good idea.
You're like, yeah, let's say we did and not do it.
Yeah, exactly. Who do we got next?
We're taking it down a little notch again. We've woken you up, and now we're going to chill you out a bit more with one of my faves, Blackalicious. This is from their album Blazing Arrow. They haven't released an album for a while, and I hope that they do soon. They're an Oakland, California hip-hop outfit. They've been described as one of the most popular groups in the independent hip-hop scene. A lot of their lyrics are around social justice issues and being involved and, you know, just sort of thinking outside the box and analyzing what's going on in front of them. In 2006, they were involved in a 30-second promo that was aired on MTV. And it was developed in partnership with the World Resources Institute and other partners to raise awareness about the problem of climate change, which hasn't obviously gone away. So they were involved with that. Included with that was Rusted Ruth, Root, Death Cab for Cutie, and others urging MTV viewers to make immediate action to fight global warming, which is still relevant 4 years on in 2010.
Yeah, I think it'll be relevant for some time. So here's Blackalicious with Make You Feel That Way on Are You Aware?
Up and early for the hope of a brand new day. See ya, homie, you ain't seen since back in the day. Fresh haircut fitted with a fat ass fade. Into work week chillin' on a Saturday. How you felt when you first heard the daddy came? Rock MKRS, hey, I had that day. Coolin' out with old girl on a fat ass day. Find $100 bill, wow man, that's great. Get promoted at your job up to management. Plot a long time, finally your plan is made. Anytime I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way. Christmas Day when your mama got your first bite. Type of feeling when you went and won your first fight. How your team felt winning championship game. Celebrate in a huddle, dancing in this rain. Have a thought, see a shooting star across your screen. Put in hard work, finally you're living your dream. Deaf man get his hearing now, income vibes. Blind man gaining sight, see his first sunrise. Dumb man speaking out, now he's loud and clear. Birth of your child, smile so proud you wear. Going in your third eye for nostalgia here. Making music that'll bump for 1,000 years. Eating right, feeling conscious like health is first. Said a prayer that's sincere when you felt it work. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way. Feel that way. All up in her vibe, something coming over me. Summer days more likely that you notice breezes. Winter days more likely that you notice heat. When I'm gone, more likely that you notice me. In the dark, it's more likely that you notice light. In the light, more likely that you notice night. Hungry, more appreciation for that meal. Dead broke, more appreciation for that grill. A bad day will make you really notice once it's good. And that'll make things a little better understood. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way.
Heavy death metal all night. All right, I'm a little bit damaged. Yes, out to lunch, enjoyed a couple sandwiches. A walking gallery, come check the canvases. If you think you can hang, if you can handle this. But most cannot, and that's right where the boasting stops. I'm not well. My body, my vessel, my temple, all falling under this spell. They been heckled by pitchfork and shovel. Now they're calling out, hell, hell, hell. I need somebody, can't seem to leave this party myself. It's a new day, our time the champion. Act like you know it's the anthem. It's a new day, our time the champion. Act like you know it's the anthem. Get ready for the light show, show, show. Thunder's coming, yep, yep. Get ready for the light show, show, show. Thunder's coming, yep, yep. Get ready, ready.
I'm late. Making it sharp like a razor. Over and over till I woke up the neighbor. From PM to AM, what's with the racket? All night feeding that big bad habit. Bigger than green loop for Rick, no, no scale. Big enough scene like it clean blue to Ricto. Richter, got a resident specter. Ghost living and I'm like a permanent fixture.
And now not a sound but the playback. Loop track running since the days of the A-Dat. That'll probably make it same man loopy. Mid-air hope that I land on 2 feet. I'm on fire this year. Everybody gets fired this year. Working till my irises clear. I'm falling apart like a virus in here.
It's a new day, our time to champion. Act like you know it's an anthem. It's a new day, our time to champion. Act like you know it's an anthem. Get ready for the light show. Show, show. Fun is coming, yep, yep. Get ready for the light show. Show, show. Fun is coming, yep, yep. Get ready, ready.
Phil Spector, hands on my Magnum. Gun smoke blown out like candle wicks. Rappers hang from banjo strings the second this anthem spins. And I don't mean rap talk as in my raps are sick. And you ain't even half of my stanzas wit, no. I mean literally banjo strings slicing skin over your Adam West dash Granny Smith. Sick of this year, diggable planet. Slick of this year with a pick in my hair. Combing my white boy Kid Rock box cut TikTok style. Not first name greatest, middle name question mark, surname who cares, insecure tank tops, abracadabra, nothing but a rabbit out of hat top.
It's a new day, our time the champion, act like you know it's an anthem. It's a new day, our time the champion, act like you know it's an anthem. Get ready for the light show, show, show. Thunder's coming, yep, yep. Get ready for the light show, show, show. Thunder's coming, yep, yep. Get ready, 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 ready.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
If the world fell into the sun,
no choice but trust in the one. If I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
three deep, ready to rush, no fear, cause we represent love.
Between a rock and a hard place, a loss of faith and embracing God's grace. As long as I've waited, I call it all a waste. Cause I ain't made of fame, it's enough to recall my face. Though nothing ever certain at all. So when the spotlight burns out, the curtains fall, I'ma be away from home, trying to earn a dollar. My son all alone, trying to learn to crawl. And it really ain't fair that I ain't there. Share a life outside of LA, but can't stay here. I'll take the old age and gray hair. Better than paying them to have them raised and take kids. That make me less of a man, do my best though. Future endeavors on the fam. Despite all of my best efforts, I am who I am, and I'm blessed to leave records as a testament.
Yeah. There's no such thing as hope with no pain. Nope. No such thing as pain with no change. So hard to try to maintain, to try to stay sane. I'm tired of playing games, lanes, struggling to douse my flames. Saying that I'm aimed from the Philippines, can't gain weight, make Jays get a swole up face if he ain't getting swole off the HGH. But believe you me, being third world born is a PED. Pops had it and passed down to me, and that's how I sound so clean. But dirty wanna beat this sturdy, go hard. Make a young dreamer wanna study those bars. Everybody tell me how they like it so far. Scholar in a sweatshop, west to the north.
The world fell into the sun.
No sense busting
a gun. I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
breathe deep, ready to rush. No fear, cause we represent love.
If the world fell into the sun,
no choice but trust in the one. If I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
ready to rush, no fear, cause we represent love.
Yeah,
love.
Some folks have it rough, some don't have a buck to their name. Low cash, straight broke, out of luck, but they smiling. Some got a whole stack of stuff and it's piling, and still feel they don't have enough. It's childish, chicks so tragic, styling. Gave it all up, trying to act so vibrant. Bad coke habit, mad coach baggage. Since an ex-man sent it back home, packing, wilding. Child with a pistol firing. Got folks asking why the kid's so violent. Why they never ask why the kid's so silent. Now he loud, can't miss those sirens, wham. Man was a king in his time, bling on his ride, a bride and a baby, but he lost him. Caught him with his fling on the side, it cost him just one thing on his mind. Some folks don't grow up, you don't know what you got till you ghost like Swayze. Yo, I don't know much, just going on this Tupac vibe. Keep your head,
they say good guys finish last, but the last shall be first. Guess on that day I'ma cash in this first. Passion for words, phoenix from the ashes of dreams, leaving nothing for the maggots to eat. 7 grand's of magic, tragic on beats, here to glorify the one that makes it all happen. And I'm happy to be me, family of three, Trinity pimp, baby on the plasma TV. Represent the cool rain after the heat, here to bring peace back to the east. And actually peace is easy to achieve if you believe in universal law. More practice than preaching, fact is the teaching is flawed. Talk to us backwards and all out of sequence. We're all actors in karma's Pulp Fiction dream, but we gon' set shit straight this evening.
If the world fell into sun,
no sense busting a gun. I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
breathe deep, ready to rush. No fear, cause we represent love.
If the world fell into the sun,
no choice but trust in the one. If I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
breathe deep, ready to rush. No fear, cause we represent love, love,
love. These 5 fingers, they go straight to the soul of man. The right hand, the hand of love. The story of life is this. Static. One hand is always fighting the other hand. And the left hand is kicking much ass. I mean, it looks like the right hand love is finished. But hold on, stop the presses, the right hand's coming back. Yeah, he got the left hand on the ropes now, that's right. Yeah, ooh, it's a devastating right, and hate is hurt. Down, ooh, ooh, left hand, hate KO'd by love.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you heard Dirty Circus, who is actually part of the Sweatshop Union collective.
That was like a back-to-back Sweatshop Union collective mix right there. That was pretty good.
We were paying homage to Sweatshop, which are a great band. I was just asking Christian, does anyone know what that little video outtake clip was? I think it's from Do the Right Thing at the end of that song.
I picked up Fight the Power in the background there.
I'm sure it was from Do the Right Thing. If you know, call us here at 604-822-2487 to let us know if that little blurb at the end of that Dirty Circus song was Do the Right Thing.
Flirt pays well.
I pay well. You can choose a song for next week's show if you give us the right answer.
And that song featured Shad and Gio. And the track was from their debut album, Alive and Well, which just came out on June 15th of this year. And that Dirty Circus is Sweatshop Union's Meddy the Dirt Merchant and Mos Eisley. And it's definitely somewhat of an ode to the traditional classic era of hip-hop. So check out that that new album from Dirty Circus when you get a sec. And then before that, we had Pigeonhole with Light Show.
I know, which is two of the Sweatshop Union members, Marmalade and Dusty. They've sort of been going on about with Pigeonhole for a little while over the last sort of year or so. They have This album was released a couple of weeks, or like in the summertime, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the summer.
And if you want to learn, if you want to hear more, you can check them out at CBC Radio 3. They're featured on that, or their MySpace. And if you haven't heard Sweatshop Union, they've been around for about 10 years. They're, we love them here because they're very socially conscious hip-hop artists. And the reason I chose Pigeonhole was they actually came over to Vancouver a couple of weeks to film a public service announcement for AIDS Vancouver with their We Care Red Ribbon campaign in November, which will be focusing on raising awareness around safer sex and stigma, the silent epidemic of HIV/AIDS. So Pigeonhole was very gracious enough to actually catch the ferry from Nanaimo over to film one of the public service announcements that'll be out on YouTube and around on the TV in the coming weeks through
That's great of them to make the trip over for that. So
definitely, and it shows how committed they are to being involved in social justice issues.
Cool. I love that song too.
Yeah, that's a solid song.
Really fun. So up next, we're gonna play a little Chaos.
We're playing the Canadian hip hop scene today.
I like it. So Chaos featuring Sebastian Granger. This song's called Black Water, and it's on the Anchorman mixtape, which just came out. Chaos's mixtape, and this song was actually inspired by a trip that Chaos and Sebastian Granger took to the U.S. Gulf Coast, where they saw the damage that was caused by the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill that occurred in the Gulf of Mexico in April. So, very tragic event. Still hasn't been cleaned up. Do you know anything about developments that kind of...
Well, it's obviously, I mean, the Gulf of Mexico is a huge catchment area for not only like fish and ecological marine biology and things like that, but it also affects a lot of people. I mean, you have Mexico, North Americans, and then you have on the other side all those little island nations. From one of the reports that came out today, so hot off the press, it says that the Independent Oil Spill Claims Administrator appears to be hitting his stride by paying about $1 billion to victims across the Gulf Coast in the past month alone, and surpassing the $400 million mark for Louisiana claimants during the 7 weeks at his helm. So this shows that they are committing to paying back anyone that was affected by the oil spills. It's interesting that the payouts by this Gulf Coast claims faculty far exceeds the amount of money distributed by BP over the 4 months the oil giant ran the process, which is quite interesting to show that, like, within 1 month, this, which I can only assume is a non-partial, I don't know if it's government funded, but it's obviously an organization that's been developed to pay back. So they've done more than BP, who caused the spill, in 1 month, and BP's done in, you know, the last 4 months, and I'm sure into the future.
$1 billion. That's a crazy amount of money. I can't even really fathom how much money that is that they've paid out. So,
well, and you know, I mean, money's one you know, factor in this whole tragedy. I mean, we're not going to know the damage and the depth of ecological destruction until years have gone by and they've actually been able to study what's happened since the oil spill. And Christian and I were talking, I mean, not to put a downer on your Thursday night, but it's important to know about these things. I don't know if many people know, but there was a huge toxic spill in Hungary last week that was just phenomenal. It's actually, they've said that you can see it from, you can now see the red toxic sludge from space. So it's actually going through Hungary and about to hit the Danube River, which, if you don't know much about your European geography, the Danube River is a quite important river in Europe. I mean, that goes through Czech Republic, Slovakia, Germany, France.
So if it hits that riverway, it could transport this toxic spill, you know.
Oh, to not only fish, but also to people in the area and down the river. So it's
affecting people's drinking water, everything, right?
Exactly. So. And I mean, it's just another example of corporate incapability to actually be responsible and make sure that you do have your safety regulations up to the levels that they should be. I mean, some people could argue that it's also government regulations being quite lax. But if you want to learn more about that, you can just all you have to do is basically type in Hungary oil toxic sludge spill and it'll come up. It was an aluminium plant that, or an aluminium plant, that basically had a fire, I think, and pretty much just started this torrent of red toxic sludge came flowing out. And they say that the sludge is more toxic than the and more caustic than the actual dust from the 9/11 attacks.
Wow.
Which is
that's quite a statement.
Full on.
Yeah.
But we should probably make it a little lighter now.
Yeah, let's play some tunes. So this is a great song, a great collaboration of two Canadian musicians. Here's Chaos featuring Sebastian Granger with Blackwater on CITR.
I've been sleeping with fishes. She's been doing the dishes. Surf's up on the oil spill. It's a black, black night on the water.
Trying to keep my jeans on. You can do your dance, now you got your drink on. Ain't no fame in my game, baby, hold on. Told you once before, more than a love song.
I can be a Houdini and bring you magic. I think what is happening is so tragic. Just let me do the door, let me be your habit.
Singing songs till we're dead and gone, gone.
Come on, let's get out tonight.
The fish, they be black, black. They slaughter inside of order and can't take that back. Black birds from the sky and flying in that black packs. I feel like a fireman, I'm wanna swing axe, axe. Them Petro, they let go. Wall Street, Gordon, get go. But from the get go, they escrow, echo, shooting electro. Magnetic, yo, we need an angel, not tech pro.
I've been inside of dreams on the seaside. Your friend is the enemy. Nothing is heavy. Come on, let's get out tonight. To the black water. Come on, let's get out tonight. To the black water. Come on, let's get out tonight. To the black water. Come on, let's get out tonight. To the black water.
This next song is about love, won and lost. And sometimes the things you love the most you have to let go of. And that's the story of love and life, and life and love. This one is called please don't say, you love me.
Never quite got enough of you. Problem with my heart that I love to bruise, yeah. Chat to ya, walk to ya, touch you, I can't get enough of ya. Never understood why you walked away. Why you did say the things that you did say. Said you couldn't get enough of me. Now I realize that I talk is cheap, yeah. Now you're coming back, say you made a mistake. Oh, pretty baby, now it's much too late, yeah. Had a chance to steal my heart. Fear walked in like a shark in the dark, yeah. Now I'm thinking that this chapter is done. Wave goodbye like a fool on the run. Three sort of words they seem to repeat.
I can't get you.
Say you love me. Though your heart may be so sweet, I can't go deaf, baby, not for a day, yeah. Please don't say you love me. I
change the way I feel. Now I'm running away while you drive near. First time I laid my eyes on you, self-defense was of no use. Imagined you were only a dream. Love comes around and I flee the scene. Second time around I asked it me. You were standing on the corner of Church and Queen. You smiled and my stare did hit the ground. I knew I was hooked, no escape for me now. Third time I knew there was no reprieve. Heart skipping fast like a stone on a stream. Get down on my knees and pray. Take to God that you're such a beauty. I knew it was much too late. Inside my soul, inside my body. Show me just a little mercy.
Don't say, say that you love me.
Please don't say you love me. Cause we've been through this before. Won't be taken down, no, not on this floor. Please don't say you love me. Cause I know the time is right. It might take all day, it might take all night.
Someone like a light down with a little dance on, girl. You know my like a light down. So time to shake your ding. And cause a little bit something like this. That's right. Say my dance all girl, my say my dance all girl. Love her in the evening, I'ma rock my world. Just say my dance all girl, love her every time. Say my come get her number. Say my dance all girl, love her in the evening, I'ma rock my world. Just say my dance all girl, love her every time. Say my come get her number. Say my dance all girl, love her in the evening, I'ma rock my world. Just say my dance all girl, love her every time.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and that was Montreal Darlings, Arcade Fire, with one of their new songs, Ready to Start, from their latest album, The Suburbs.
Yeah, The Suburbs, their third studio album, just released in 2010. Great band. Have done various things for charity and to raise awareness for a number of social, socially aware issues that are current in our society. Something they're actually trying to raise awareness and funds for right now is a charity called CAMP, or I believe that's how you say it. K-A-N-P-E is how you spell it. According to the new charity, this is a quote I found on the website, that driven by a need to accelerate and multiply the various sustainable development efforts in Haiti, business, health, microcredit, communications, and arts leaders have joined forces to develop a program to help Haiti's most impoverished residents escape the cycle of poverty. So a charity that's focused on Haiti, and for good reason, the band focuses on this as well.
I mean, they even have a song called Haiti as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And Campy actually means, or Camp, or however you say it, means stand up in Haitian Creole as well. And I thought this was really cool. One of the band members actually has Haitian parents, and the band recently pledged to match $5 donations made by fans up to $1 million.
That's very generous, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, that's just showing how committed they are to being involved with Haiti. Like we said, they've been involved with Red Hot organization around HIV and AIDS, and I mean, I'm sure this has a very personal impact for Arcade Fire, because one of their members has Haitian parents. But what a great idea for them to do that, to, like, you know, lead by example by saying that any donations are made by fans, they will actually match them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is great.
Yeah. Before that, we had Free Flow.
We had Free Flow, which is a Vancouver band that's been around for about 10 years. They have been involved in a numerous social justice stuffs, including they were one of the first bands that played the Music for Change Oxfam show back in 2007 that raised awareness for poverty issues on the Eradication of Poverty Day, which is actually October 17th, this Sunday.
Ah, coming up.
Coming up. Unfortunately, no Music for Change this year, but if you want to learn more about the UN Eradication of Poverty Day and what Oxfam's doing around poverty issues for this weekend, you can go check out Oxfam Canada. Free Flow have... This song was actually called Please Don't Say, from their self-titled album from a couple of years ago. And if you haven't seen them, they play at the Backstage Lounge. I think they're playing a Halloween show. So just check out Free Flow, and always fun and great band to drive to.
They were actually our first Are You Aware mixtape, right?
They were,
yeah,
back
so
in the day.
We had them on the show. Oh, God, I don't even know.
It was like February, I think.
Yeah. Couple months ago, we'll say that. A number of months ago. So they were our first Are You Aware mixtape. And those, for those of you out there that haven't listened to the show before, every once in a while we'll have musicians or bands on and ask them to pick a number of songs that have inspired them to make music or get involved in social justice issues or to write music. So we've had some great bands on, not only Free Flow, Xavier Rudd's been on the program, Tegan of Tegan and Sarah, Michael Franti of Michael Franti and Spearhead, and Shad of late. Shad was on a month
when you were
ago.
Away
one of those shows that I wasn't here. Shad
he was gutted
on, so. Yeah, but Free Flow, great local band, support them because they're I don't know, it's amazing to support your local artists. So.
And the fact that they've been going for 10 years solid, I mean, they're a great band to see live, and I think you should support local artists that have been around for a while.
Most definitely.
We're actually going to play a Shad choice in a little while, if we get time, from his Are You Aware mixtape. But in the meantime, we're going to play a song by a Canadian musician from Calgary, Alberta, called Chad Van Galen. Do you think I said it right?
You nailed it.
Oh, yes, because I've been like...
Bleak gave you the nod.
Bleak gave me the nod, like I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Excellent.
You nailed it.
This is...
worked at his friend.
What's that?
The guy at work, that's his friend, that friend of his.
Oh, no way. Wow.
Awesome. So Bleak works with a buddy of Chad's, and I was actually lucky enough to see him when he was in town recently, a couple weeks ago.
How was that?
Great show, yeah, the Rickshaw. It was really, really cool. So
you kept that one under wraps, didn't you, buddy?
You know, I don't tell you everything.
Okay, we should shut up and play some music.
Yeah, here's Chad Van Galen with Willow Tree on Are You Aware?
See, take Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs even, whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark.
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was She and Him with Thieves from their latest album called Volume 2, which came out March 23rd of this year. So.
And She and Him are actually playing on October 24th, did I say?
Yeah, you nailed it. Okay, again, good. you're just nailing it all over the place.
Yeah, just on the ball. At the Orpheum, they've actually contributed a song to an album called Chickens in Love, which is... features songs written by children ages 6 to 18 and recorded by various LA-based artists, which is kind of cool. The artists include Cold War Kids, She and Him, The Happy Hollows, Edward Sharpie and The Magnetic Zeros, The Submarines and Fiona Apple. This is to raise money for the 826LA.org organization, who basically provides free creative writing and listening programs for the youth in underprivileged areas in LA.
Very cool. And before that, we had Chad Van Galen with Willow Tree off of Soft Airplane. And he's actually played a show in Calgary in support of Discovery House previously. And Discovery House provides integrated residential and community services for abused women and children to enable them to live safely in the community, most specifically in the Calgary area. So you can find out more about them at www.discoveryhouse.ca. That's pretty much the program for tonight. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, requests, you can email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook. And we've got one more song for tonight, and it's one of Shad's picks.
It is. It's one of
our mixtapes.
Yeah, so. From when he was here a couple of weeks ago, he chose a pretty diverse mix of songs. And, yeah, this one I really... It's such a sweet-sounding song, but the lyrics are really thought-provoking and just really enlightening. So this is Oxygen by Willie Mason. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Bye
on
for now.
CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Be better than oxygen so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I want to speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I want to be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance because we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew.
I wanna see through all the lies of society to the reality. Happiness is at stake. I wanna hold up my head with dignity, proud of a life where to give means more than to take. I wanna live beyond the modern mentality where paper is all that you're really taught to create. Do you remember the forgotten America? Justice, equality, freedom to every race. Just need to get past all the lies and hypocrisy, makeup and hair to the truth behind every face. Then look around to all the people you see. How many of them are happy and free? I know it sounds like a dream, but it's the only thing that can get me to sleep at night. I know it's hard to believe, but it's easy to see that something here isn't right. I know the future looks dark, but it's there that the kids of today must carry the light. On and on and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew. If I'm afraid to catch a dream, I weave your baskets and I flow them down the river stream. Each one I weave with words I speak. Oxygen, so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I wanna speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I wanna be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning until I'm dizzy. Time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew.
Now.
Yo, Bleak! Yo, Bleak! You coming out to play?
What's the time on this?
Oh, I know. Yo, Bleak! You got it on the game!
I understand that, but this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Any static, taking it with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. Well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey, everybody at Radio Land, wherever that is. I guess it's right in front of your radio or something. There is static on my headphones. I hope you're not hearing that. This is Exquisite Corpse. Hey, it is 8:33-ish, like, around that time. Today, I had literally no time this week to prepare a darn thing, but you're not going to know that.
No, sir. I've got in front of me Deep Wireless number 7, a Radio Art compilation of Radio Art. Hey. Huh? And it is, it's complicated. You can go find out more at New Adventures in Sound Art or 3Ws.NAISA.CA for more information on that, or just Google Deep Wireless Radio Art Compilations. You can find out about that. It's neat stuff. It's good stuff. Hey, let's I think I'm gonna attempt to do an old style Exquisite Corp show today. So a lot of sound collage sort of stuff like you might hear on 24 Hours of Radio Art, like that. So we're gonna attempt that for you this evening. See how far we can get with that. This is Rena Katz, and Can You Hear or Can You Say Ha? From Deep Wireless 7 on Exquisite Corp Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.